man. I miss being a kid. When I was a kid, I remember a lot of times I used to look forward to the little things in life. Like school supplies for me used to be the shit. I used to love school supplies. There was this whole thing with school supplies, like the hierarchy. Like if you have the new school supplies, you were the shit. Like every year, I would make my parents buy as much new school supplies as I could get away with. Like a pencil box, that to me was king. Like I needed a fucking pencil box, the right one. I would make fun of other kids that didn't have a good pencil box. What do you have? Just a regular box that just opens and closes? You gonna get up to sharpen your pencil? No, I don't gotta get up. I got a built-in sharpener, bitch. Built-in sharpener. That to me was my shit. Every year, make my parents buy me school supplies. Like if that year, like no, this year I'm gonna be a good student, but I need the. No, this year you gotta get it, mom. It's on the list. Protractor and a compass. Every year, this year we're gonna use it though. Every year I would make my parents buy me a protractor and a compass. Every year. I am 31 almost. I have never in my life used a protractor and a compass. Ever. They're in third grade. These kids are in third grade. What are they, Christopher Columbus? What the fuck are they doing with a protractor and a compass? I don't understand that mentality. It's a 45-degree angle between the monkey bars and the swings. That's all I got this shit for. That's all fine. But I grew up in the 80s, man. I grew up in the 80s, so for me, my favorite school supplies of all time to this day is a Trapper Keeper. That's the best shit I have to this day. Yeah. Now, some of you are a little bit older than me. You don't know what it is. I'll explain to you. Don't ask the person next to you. I know you're like, what the fuck is a Trapper Keeper? I got it. I'll tell you. I'll explain it. Some of you are a little bit younger than me. I see your faces glowing. You're on fucking Google. You're like, Google, Trapper, is that two P's? Trapper Keeper? I'll explain to you. Trapper Keeper is basically a binder with Velcro on it. And then inside it had a bunch of like a little million pockets, right? But that's not the cool part. The cool part, it was always the cover. Always. Because you had to have the cool cover with either had a Ferrari or a cool car. Ladies had Lisa Frank, right? Some shit like that. Or a TV show or a movie. The problem is that you cannot have an outdated Trapper Keeper. You can never have that. I was always that kid because I'm the youngest of four. So I always had hand-me-downs. So I always had last season's shows or last year's movie. Like I never had like a cool one. So the pencil box, I was good. I was like, look at my pencil box. This shit. But when it came to the Trapper Keeper, I would always get made fun of. Kids would always, what do you got? What's your Alf? You got Alf? That's embarrassing, man. That's just canceled, man. Saved by the bell, bitch. Saved by the bell. I would get more embarrassed. I would open it up, and inside, my brother would put Nary's gay. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm not gay, I swear to God. I don't know, man. Kids nowadays are getting to that point where I see my sister getting to that point where she's 8-year-old daughter. Now she's buying my 8-year-old niece a cell phone. Now my kid's only 9 months old, right? And when I ask my sister, I'm like, hey, isn't that a little crazy? She goes, no, times are different than when we grew up, Nary. You don't understand. I need to know exactly where my daughter's going to be at all times. And if she needs me to call her, maybe she went somewhere. If she needs me to call her, I need to know where she's going to be so I could go pick her up. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then I thought about it for a second, right? Like she put the fucking Jedi mind trick on me. I was like, wait a minute, what? Why the fuck? Why don't I? And I'm like, maybe my daughter's 9 months old, so maybe that's why I don't know, right? So am I wrong in assuming that if your kid's 8 years old, shouldn't they be right fucking there, like right next to you? Isn't that where they should be? Like, how busy is your 8-year-old's life that you gotta get them a cell phone and I gotta have a GPS on it to make sure? Like, how fucking bad of a parent are you? My mom had 4 kids. She didn't have any cell phones. Didn't have any of that shit. She fucking knew exactly where we were at all times. She didn't even have to look at us. We could be behind her. She's like, they're behind me, right? Yeah. Lined up oldest to youngest. Yeah. Their hands in the pockets. Right. The fat one is eating. Of course she is. I fucking know. And she knew exactly what we were doing at all times. And my sister's like, well, times are different, man. What if I gotta go pick her up somewhere? Like, that's my sister's biggest thing. She's like, what if I gotta go pick her up somewhere? What if she went to the library and I gotta go pick her up? And then I looked at my sister. I was like, why don't you just have her call you the way we called our parents? Eh? Collect. That's the way we called our parents. Collect call, right? You go up there and you make a collect call. And first of all, you never knew if they got the message, right? Because first, they never accepted the charges. Your parents never accepted the charges. And secondly, we wouldn't even leave the name, our name at the tone. You don't leave that. You leave the location of where you're at. That's where you leave at the tone. And my mom had 4 kids, so at least 2 or 3 times a week, she'd get that call. Would be like, hey, do you accept a collect call from, I'm at the park. Please, God, I'm at the park. Come pick me up, please, God. It's getting dark. Please, God. Every kid should know what it's like to look at every car turning. No? All right. I really did. I told my sister, I'm like, why don't you have her car collected, right? And she's like, collect on what? I'm like, a fucking payphone. She goes, what the fuck is that? Like, that's really, it got to the point where, like, yeah, you're absolutely right. What the fuck is a payphone? That is crazy. It should be in a museum somewhere. We should look at it somewhere. It'll be here.